Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Lord, I'm available to you.
Thank you, Lord.
My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my story is empty and I am available to you. Lord, I'm available to you. Everybody sing, say, Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say to. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my story just empty, and I am available to you.
Lift up your hands wherever you are, and just tell God, I'm available. Just lift up your hands wherever you are, and lift up your voice as well, and then say to God, I'm available. Lord, I'm available. Lord, I'm available. Lord, I'm available. Lord, I'm available. He's not looking for the qualified, but he's looking for the available. Lift up your voice wherever you are, and then begin to say, Father, I'm available. Lord, I'm available. Lord, I'm available. Jesus, I'm available. Lift up your voice wherever you are. Lift up your voice wherever you are. God is looking for someone to send this evening. God is looking for someone just to speak to his ears. God is looking for someone to show something. God is looking for someone so that he can show a kind of picture to him. But lift up your voice wherever you are. Say, Father, I'm available. He's looking for someone to get somewhere for him. He's looking for someone to carry something for him. But Lord, lift up your voice. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Church, and lift up your hands. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, I'm available. Keep me, O God, in the availability list of yours. Thank you, Father, because I'm available today. We give you glory. We give you honor. Wherever you want to send me, Lord, I'm ready to go. Lord, I'm ready to go. Lord, I'm ready to go. Send me, Lord, I'm ready to go. Just like one of the prophets will say, Father, I'm here, send me. Can you just lift up your voice and say, Lord, send me tonight. Send me, send me, send me. Send me, irrespective of where it goes, irrespective of where it leads, irrespective of what the errand is, Lord, send me. I'm available. Thank you, Father. We give you glory, we give you honor. We give you adoration, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have all prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have all prayed. I said, in Jesus' mighty name, we have all prayed. And join me to say amen as I say this prayer. Lord, tonight, we tap from the anointing of your servants in the house, Reverend Ben and Pastor K. And we ask, oh God, that there be a new dimension of the demonstration of your word tonight in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we begin to declare that even as we hear, we will not just be hearers alone, we'll be doers as well. Amen. Thank you, Father, because we know you are mighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have all prayed. In Jesus' name. All right, please celebrate the person that is just by your side, and then help me to appreciate this wonderful Eagle Heights music, people. Thank you so much. God bless you. All right, are you already seated? May you help me to appreciate my mother. She's in the house this evening. Please, I need you to rise on your feet and help me appreciate my mother. If you do not do that properly, it is possible I may not be able to do what I need to do. Thank you so much. Thank you, mother. It's a privilege. and I tap into your grace tonight. Of course, you know our Father is in the house. 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 Is someone there? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Help me appreciate the pastors in the house and then every other person. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful spirit-led song, the last one. And I'm sure we're just going to take it up from there, all right? So we remember we are still, we just began our series, the new series, and the series is Praying from Heaven. How many of us now pray from heaven? How many of us now pray from heaven? Of course, Sunday was another thing. We're praying like sons. Amen? We're acting like sons. We are praying like sons. We are praying as sons. And so we ask God that today he will take us to a new level. All right, this is our scripture, first scripture, Ezekiel 22, verse 30. Bible says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Place your right hand on your chest and say, Lord, you have found me. Oh, I wish you were saying it to me. I would have accepted that your low tone. Say, Lord, you have found me. Oh, may you say it louder. Lord, you have found me. We just pray, Lord, that we are available. You have found us. And this you will do with us all through the days of our lives. Psalm 106, verse 23. Bible says in the Message translation, fed up, God decided to get rid of them. And except for Moses, his choosing, he would have. But Moses stood in the gap and deflected God's anger, prevented it from destroying them utterly. All right, this is God showing to us that what we can do and what we should do is not just to approach him and then begin to ask for what we need to ask for as far as we are concerned, me, myself, and I. But there is a new dimension, there is a new level he's calling us into. At that new level is to stand in the gap between him and someone else. And so this is a prayer I'm praying today, that by the time we are living here today, we will not just be people that are interested in what we need, but we will be people that will be interested in what others need. And not just what others need, but what heaven needs. And so we would not only feed people, we will feed the kingdom of heaven. In the name of Jesus. All right, my topic, just to be on the, you know, to guide us, is intercessors that alter the course of history. This is my topic, the intercessors that alter the course of history. All right, to be an intercessor, this is what I describe to be an intercessor. For someone to be an intercessor, it means the person has to stay alert, and then the person has to be able to scan the horizon. In fact, one of the prayers in the Proverbs Pastor Charles led just now is for our eyes be open and our ears be open so that we'll be able to hear and both and then see. To be alert would mean that whatever God is saying, I am both hearing and I am seeing. And then even though I am not able to see, I will be able through the eyes of my spirit to scan through the horizon so that whatever thing that has gone out of order, I'm able to identify it and then proffer solution to fix it. So it requires vigilance and a keen eye and ear to pick up things that others might miss. It means an intercessor is someone who sees more than humans see. An intercessor is someone who hears more than humans hear. Of course, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians that what God is set for us, eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard it. But I beg to say that the eyes of the man who is an intercessor has picked it. And the ears of the one who is an intercessor has also picked it. We hear the inaudible and see the invisible. That is who an intercessor is. They are to watch and interact with heaven, to see what heaven is saying right now, and then announce it to our world. An intercessor is that person who interacts with heaven. He does not just interact with human beings. He interacts with heaven. He sees what heaven is seeing. He sees what heaven is saying. He sees what heaven is written down. and then he begin to interact it and then begin to interpret it and say it here on earth. People may not understand, but he understands, because that's what heaven is saying right now. Of course, it is an assignment to speak. It is an assignment to declare. It is an assignment to begin to do what God is doing. And then it's an assignment for us to begin to reposition people so we can respond to what heaven is doing. If anything outside this, we need to readjust ourselves. As sons, we need to hear what heaven is saying. As sons, we need to see what heaven is seeing, so that we'll be able to bring up and bring others to where heaven is asking us to align. Of course, there is a master point in every company that you see. And I am sure, even while God created the earth, he created a master point on earth. And the master point of God is the prayer place of his people. What is the master point? A master point is that particular place where everybody gathers if there is any emergency. A master point is that place where everybody runs to so that they can be evacuated. A master point is that place where it is seemingly a safe place among a place that we can identify as a place where people work. And so a master point for us is a place where we put our knees down and begin to say, this is what God is saying, and this is how God is saying. And God is saying, we should begin to drag people into the master place, the master point. And remember what I said, that the master point is the place of heaven, is a place of prayer. Look at what he said in Mark chapter 13 from verse 34 to 36. He says, and it is like a man going away. He leaves his house and put his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. 35 will say, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not allow him to find you sleeping. One of my prayers tonight over us is that when we are supposed to be on duty, we will not be asleep. Amen. I thought you were going to say a louder amen. Amen. I said when we are supposed to be on duty, we will not be found sleeping. Amen. Of course, you know, there was a day that Jesus, all right, looking for intercessors, took some disciples with him, and they went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And then they began to pray. Jesus told them, just stay here and pray and watch. By the time he came back, they were already sleeping. I pray for you. By the time the master comes, he will not find you sleeping. Amen. By the time the master comes, he will not find you sleeping. Amen. He will not find us sleeping. Amen. You see, there was one message our pastor preached at a time, the slumbering spirit. One of the characteristics of those people who are not able to intercede well is because a lot of times their spirits are slumbering. And you know something? A man who possesses a slumbering spirit cannot serve a God who neither sleeps nor slumbers. I'm going to say it again. A man who has allowed a slumbering spirit to enter into him cannot serve a God who neither sleeps nor slumbers. And so therefore, it is required of us to be alert. It is required of us not to slumber. Look at what I've said here. We have been commissioned to stand in the gap to approach the courts of heaven to plead our cases and all the cases of others. When we mention the courts, we will bring about what happens literally here on earth. Of course, a man who is able to go to court and begin to defend others is someone who must have been called to bar. Who must have been called to the bar, or how we call it. And what does it mean? It means the person must have fulfilled a basic requirement of going to university for at least 5 years, and then go to a law school in Nigeria at least for 1 year, and then go to serve his fatherland. And then he has been equipped with the laws of the land so he can defend the fatherless, so that he can defend people who say that there are injustices that are being done to them. It is the same thing as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. God did not just call us as a people so that we can just be his children. He called us into his bar so that we can defend the fatherless and defend those people whose rights are being violated by in the injustice of our land and the injustice of life. A lot of times, there are so many of us whose rights to life, whose rights to good health is being challenged. There are injustices being done to our health as far as our lives are concerned. There are injustices being done to our finances as far as our lives are concerned. There are injustices being done to us, to us as a family, to our families, to our parents, to people. There are some people who are whose rights are being violated, and having been able to come together as husband and wife for some years, for some times, their right to having children is being violated, and someone needs to take up such cases into the courts of heaven. Of course, you have heard the story of our pastor, whose right was violated for a whole 5 years after marriage, until they took that case to the courts of heaven and began to plead their case in the courts of heaven. And then God began to sign deals and begin to give them justices. What does it mean to obtain a court order? To obtain a court order will mean that you must have seen what is rightfully yours. You must have seen what is rightfully yours, what is your own. And then you must also have seen that thing that is your own is being denied you, as the case may be. And then you will approach a competent court of court, wherever you are, and then begin to plead your case. Go to the court and then obtain an order to stop the injustice that is being done to you. Once an order is being obtained, nobody under that jurisdiction can violate that your order. You know something? What is happening to us today as a people is that there are so many of us whose rights are being violated. But God is looking for credible men who will come to the court of heaven to obtain order to stop the injustice that is being done to his people. And so God will say, I searched for a man to stand in the gap between me and them, and I found none. Thank God for us today who are seated in this class, because I know at the end of this class, we will be enrolled into that school where we will be standing to begin to defend the rights of people, not just the people who are in our family, but the people of our nations. I thought you were going to say a loud amen. All this plenty grammar that I am saying. Is it true that some rights were defended in scriptures? Simply, we just want to go through them. Because I know that all through the beginning of what I started saying till now, you must have seen in one way or the other one of your rights that has been violated. You know something? Bible says, none shall lack a mate. And if there is one who is lacking a mate, your right is being violated. You know something? There's another one that the Bible says, none shall cast their young. And if there is one who is casting his young, your right is being violated. Bible says, I wish that above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. And if there is any reason why you are not in good health, your right is being violated. Bible also says that, my prayer for you is that you become the first and not the last. The top and not the bottom. If by any reason of the circumstances of life you find yourself less than the top and the first, your right is being violated. Someone needs to stand against that violation. Someone needs to stand to go to the courts of heaven and begin to say, Father, this thing is not supposed to be so. And Jesus will say to them, from the beginning, it was not so. So if you find that it was so from the beginning, you can enjoy that your life and begin to go. But if it was not so from the beginning, you have a right to challenge that situation in the courts of heaven. And so I call the Bible today our law report. What is a law report? If you ask those people who are lawyers, they will tell you, when you go to some chambers or you go to law houses, what you find there is law report. Cases that have been going on as far as life is concerned, how those cases were won, how they were judged, how people argued those cases, how judgment was given to them. And so before lawyers go and defend other people, they'll first of all go through law reports
and see if there are similar cases that have been done before, how they were argued and how they were won. And so following that pattern, the judges or the lawyers go to approach the judges in their court and present that same pattern to them. And then once the judge sees that pattern and discovers that this is what the Constitution says, and this has been judged before, a case of this nature came before, and then it was given, a judgment was given in favor of so-so and so, and then you are now coming, seeking for the same judgment to be given in favor of you. The judge has no option but to give you judgment. And so, going through law reports, the Bible stories, what is it that has happened in the Bible? Do we have a right to approach the court of heaven? And if we approach the court of heaven, do we have the confidence that God will grant us judgment? I don't know, but let us go through some law reports. In AD 01, in a case between a man with a withered hand and the Sadducees and the Pharisees, Jesus in Mark chapter 3, from verse 1 to 5, argued that even on a Sabbath day, a man with a withered hand can be healed. I present the report to you. In verse 3, another time he went into the synagogue and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to them, to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Of course, the man stood. Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. The same way I will ask you, which is lawful, to set a man free or to leave a man in bondage? Which is lawful, for someone to enjoy his marriage or for someone to endure his marriage? Which is lawful, for someone to be able to live a healthy life or for someone to be living a life of health today, depression tomorrow? Which is lawful? The Bible says the people were silent, just the same way you are silent to me now. Then he looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. So, if this was a pattern, the case was argued, and a verdict was given to Jesus, and the man who had a shriveled hand was asked to stretch forth his hand, and his hand was restored right in front of everybody, I stand to declare over anyone who is standing here, sitting here in front of me, is there a case that people have written you off about, that there is nothing that can happen to you, even on a Sabbath, where you are supposed to come to church and receive healing? They say you can't receive healing. I stand in the name of Jesus, under the authority of Pastor K. and Reverend Ben, and I declare you, stretch forth your hand and be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, if you have an ailment in your body, we have seen a pattern. You are in church today, just like the man was in the synagogue. He was in church, yet not healed. Until an advocate came and began to say, no, he should not remain like this. It is lawful for him to be healed. Because you are in church today, it is lawful for you to be healed. Whatever challenge you are going through, whatever ailment that is in your body, I stand and I declare, it is lawful for you to be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Come on, I wish I can hear an amen that is louder than before. I declare over you, be healed in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, it is lawful for you to enjoy your life. If you are not be enjoying your life, you are being enduring it. I stand in this pattern, I declare. Begin to enjoy your life from today in the name of Jesus. I wish I can see you jump up and shout a loud amen. It's a pattern. Please sit down, take your seat. It's a pattern. And if you are feeling anything in your body, please, as I am talking, the Bible says, while he spoke, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. As I am speaking, the Spirit of God will come upon you in the name of healing. Have a kushandaya. you will feel it that something entered into you. Why? Because you have a right to be healed. You can't be in church, you can't come to the kingdom, you can't be in synagogue, and yet you are not allowed to be healed. God is being prevented from healing you. I stand in the name of Jesus and I address you, whether you are watching us online, whether you are watching us through a television, whether you are watching or you are listening to us through a radio, whether you are sitting in this hall, I stand in the name of Jesus and I command healing upon you now in the name of Jesus. You have a right to be healed. You have a right to be healed. Let's go ahead. The wind died down. Still in AD 404, in Mark chapter 4, verse 39 to 40, the Bible says he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have faith?" So I will begin from the last statement. Do you still have faith to be healed? Do you still have faith that the katakata will come down? Do you still have faith that a marriage that is going through turbulence, it will still come down? Do you still have faith that the relationship can be restored? Do you still have faith that this wind will not blow you off, but rather there is going to be a calm after the word of Jesus? The Bible said, do you still have faith? Stop being afraid. I say to you, stop being afraid. I say to you, stop being afraid. I say to you, stop being afraid. Fear is not a friend. Fear is a foe. Stop being afraid. And begin to declare over your family. Begin to declare over your home. Begin to declare over your children that peace be still. Ah! Yes. If it is a pattern, if there's a wind that is trembling your marriage, if there is a pattern that Jesus won the case, it means you can win your case. If there is a pattern that Jesus told the wind to come and the wind come down, I speak over your marriage, let peace be still. Oh, you are not encouraging me. I speak over your marriage, let peace be still. I speak over your business, let peace be still. I speak over your home, let peace be still. I speak over your relationship with your father, let peace be still. I speak over your relationship. I speak over your relationship. Whatever relationship it is, I declare, peace be still. In the name of Jesus. It may not look it, but give us some seconds. By the time you are living here, you will see an unusual calm in your camp. By the time you are living here, you will see an unusual calm in your camp. In the name of Jesus. Oh, time failed me. I didn't put this one. I remember that in Kings, there was a time that there was hunger. There was a time that there was famine. And the people began to eat their children. And nobody knew what tomorrow holds anymore. Nobody knew what tomorrow holds. And so they began to gather and begin to quarrel. And the king summoned everybody. They had no solution. The political advisor had no solution. The economic advisors had no solution. But by the time they brought a man of God, he looked at the king and said, "Oh king, there is something I need to say to you. By this time tomorrow, according to political calculation, there cannot be a this time tomorrow. According to economic calculation, there cannot be a big day this time tomorrow." The people accused the prophet. He said, "Even if heaven come down, there cannot be a tomorrow." Hey, and I am sure God was angered in his chambers and said, "What do you mean? When I put a private gazelle and I hit it there, everything I say comes to pass. No dot of my word will return unto me void, but it must accomplish the purpose through which it has been sent for. If God said it, I believe it, that settles it. If God said it, I believe it, that settles it." Ladies and gentlemen, according to the words of the prophet, just by that time, the next day, the Bible says the hunger disappeared by a miracle. Everybody was full. Everybody had food. While the food came, was not a challenge. I point at someone under the sound of my voice. If there is a scarcity, any scarcity that you are going through right now, I stand in the name of Jesus and I prophesy, by this time tomorrow, there is a pattern. By this time tomorrow. Someone say, by this time tomorrow. Hey, by this time tomorrow. By this time tomorrow. Someone said, by this time tomorrow. Someone said, by this time tomorrow. Hey, listen to this. God didn't tell them. God didn't tell Moses and say, by this time tomorrow, the Egyptian that you see today, you will see them again no more. But he just said to them, the Egyptian that you see today, you will see them again no more. But I'm here to prophesy, by this time tomorrow, the Egyptian that you see today, you shall see them again no more forever. I prophesy, by this time tomorrow, everything that you see as a challenge today, you will see it again no more forever. By this time tomorrow, that ailment will disappear. By this time tomorrow, everything that has to get you upset and never allow you to sleep well, by this time tomorrow, it shall be a situation of calm in the name of Jesus. By this time tomorrow, speak in tongues for 3 seconds. Speak in tongues for 3 seconds. By this time tomorrow, it's a pattern in the Bible. By this time tomorrow, the wind will die down. By this time tomorrow, that sickness will disappear. By this time tomorrow, that lame man will walk. By this time tomorrow, that blind eyes will open. By this time tomorrow, hey, that failed heart will come back. By this time tomorrow, that liver will come back. By this time tomorrow, that fibroid will disappear. By this time tomorrow, everything that happens in our life that is negative, by this time tomorrow, it shall disappear. I pray and I prophesy, every case against you, by this time tomorrow, he shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Hey, Karabo Shanda, the law reports they are not gone. Maybe you have a circumstance that is natural. Bible says that in Joshua, this is before Christ. Hey, the Bible says in Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 13, the sun stood still. What happened to the sun? The sun was not a violator, but the sun was counting time for Joshua. And Joshua, looking at the time and the assignment in his hand, he knew that if he doesn't speak to the sun, the assignment will expire. But Joshua stood up and went behind him and turned to the sun and said to the sun, I know that my God is a creator of sun. My God is a creator of the universe. When I command the sun, the suns obey me. When I tell the sun, stand still, the sun will stand still. And Joshua turned to the sun and said, sun, you stand still. Men, ladies and gentlemen, is there any challenge that you are going through? Is there anything that you are going through right now? Is there any sound that you need to say? You stand still. I need you to open your mouth and begin to say to every son that is going through your life. I begin to say to every son that is counting your days. Some of us are here. You think you are past the marriage age. Your son is going down. You need to open your mouth at this moment. I say, son, you stand still. I may be 35, but I don't look 35. Hey, you son, stand still. And the son will obey your orders. May I see believers jump on their feet and begin to address their son. I say, son, stand still. Oh, son, stand still. You know the son of your life. You know the son of your business. You know the son of your family. You know the son of your home. You know the son of your ministry. You know every son. People are saying, you are older than your age. People are saying, oh, you cannot achieve it anymore. People are saying, a fool at 40 is a fool forever. Hey, it's the son that men are counting. It's the son that men are reading. And you can address the son. I say, son, I have an assignment to fulfill. I have an assignment to carry out. You cannot dent my assignment. You cannot count my days. You cannot count my months. You cannot count my years. I stand and I declare, oh, son, stand still. Karabo shanda libraha. Le kurabo zamprakatu katu le rebosha. He kurabo santate. Makuria rabashandaya. Oh, son, stand still. Hey, son, stand still. Oh, son, stand still. Hey, son, stand still. Oh, son, stand still. Oh, son, stand still. Thank you, Father. Your son is standing still. Your son is standing still. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Quickly before I leave you, the Bible says in AD, another AD after Jesus, in Acts chapter 3, from verse 6 to 8, the Bible says, and the lame walk. The lame, it walked. The lame, he walked.
Bible says in verse 6, Peter said, then Peter said, silver or gold, I do not have. But what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walked. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. And instantly, the man's feet and ankle became strong. He jumped to his feet and he began to walk. Is any of your assignments lame? Is any of your dream lame? Is any of the thing that you are called to do lame? Is anything that you are doing in life lame? Come to me, listen to me, brothers and sisters. This man was found at the gate called Beautiful. Your plans are beautiful, but there is a lameness in your dream. Your plans are very beautiful. The thing that you want to do, you know the plan, very beautiful plan, but it has not come materialized. Why? There is a lameness that is attached to it. But the Bible says, Peter said to him, silver and gold I have none. You think that you need money to jump or to jumpstart your idea. No, silver and gold you don't have. You think you need money to jumpstart the thing you want to do. Silver and gold, I need you to address it. Silver and gold, I have none. But what I have, I'm going to inject into my dream. What I have, I'm going to inject into my life. What I have, I'm going to inject into that dream. I'm going to inject into that plan. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, you plan, jump back to life. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, every dream of mine, jump back to life. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, every dream of mine, jump back to life. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, every ministry of mine, jump back to life. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, every gift in me that is laid, jump back to life. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I speak to the dream on my inside. I speak to the dream of Nigeria. I speak to the dream of Edo State. I speak to the dream of our nation. Every lame dream in our nation, every lame dream in our state, every lame dream in our family, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we take you by the hand and we begin to say you walk. We take you by the hand and we begin to say you walk. We do not have money to finance you, but we have the name of Jesus to jump you to life. We do not have money right now. The money we have is not to bribe our way out. The money we have is for us to say in the name of Jesus, jump back to life. May I hear believers begin to pray and say, every dream of mine, jump back to life. Every dream of mine, every plan of mine, Akaraba Shanda, I silver and gold I have none. But what I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Hey, what I have is what I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Lift up your voice, everyone. Lift up your voice, everyone. Lift up your voice, everyone. And begin to speak to your dream. Begin to speak to your dream. Begin to speak to your dream. Begin to speak to your ideas. Begin to speak to your family. Begin to speak to your home. Begin to speak to your school. Begin to speak to your certificate. Begin to speak to your gifts. Begin to speak to them. And begin to declare, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I say, rise up and walk. Hey, rise up and walk. Palagabosha, him prakusendele, razuntata, him prekerebosha. Yes, Lord, we declare, we are rising up, we are walking. We are rising up, we are walking. We are rising up, we are walking. Wherever you are seated, may I ask that you stand, because you are walking right now. Begin to do a prophetic declaration and begin to do a prophetic act. My dream is walking.
My dream is risen. It is working. My family is risen. It is working. Everything about me is risen. It is working. Nothing dead. Nothing died in my hands. Nothing dead around me. They are working. They are working. They are working. They are working. Move around. Move around. Move around. Begin to declare. My dreams are working. Begin to declare. My home is working. Begin to declare. My life is working. Begin to declare. I'm come alive. I'm come alive. I'm come alive. Begin to declare. I'm come alive. Begin to declare. I'm come alive. No deadness in me. Bible says even Sarah, the deadness of her body responded to the word of God. I know that the deadness in your body, the deadness in your spirit is responding to God's word right now. I stand in the name of Jesus. I declare I'm walking. I declare my dream is working. We are alive. We are alive. My dream is working. My dream is alive. Hey. Rabosha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we can pray. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Look at the scripture on the slide. John 14, 12 to 14. You can do more. I said you can do more. Oh, come on, I said you can do more. Come on, I said you can do more. Bible said Jesus speaking to us. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me, is there anybody under the sound of my voice that has faith in Jesus? Is anyone under the sound of my voice that has faith in Jesus? He says, if anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing, he will do even greater things than this because I am going to my Father. I declare over you, you will do greater things. I declare over you, you will do greater things. I declare over you, you will do greater things. I declare over you, you will do greater things. I declare over you, you will do greater things. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And lastly, before I lead you to pray, we're just sharing God's word together. We have not prayed. Bible says in verse 13, you can act now. And I will do whatever you ask in my name. There is an assurance. Jesus says, whatever you say, whatever you ask in my name. I know there is a scripture in Deuteronomy. Bible says, whatever you said to my ear, that will I do, sir. Whatever you have said to my ear, whatever my ear speaks from your lips, that is what I will do. He says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that your son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, as you are standing, you may ask. As you are also standing, you may not ask. But right now, you can ask. But if you ask in my name, I will do it. This is an assurance from Jesus. Powerful declaration. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Is there a request in your heart, ladies and gentlemen? Brothers and sisters, is there anything that you will wish to ask Jesus right now? Is there anything you may need to ask God in the name of Jesus right now? If there is, Bible says, if you ask in my name, I will give to you. Let me give you the opportunity to ask now. You know one of the things some of us will ask? We might ask for the strength to pray. Some of us may now say, God, open my eyes to see. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I give to you. Some of us will say, oh Lord, give me Africa. Some of us will say, Lord, give me Nigeria. Others will say, Lord, give me Edo State. Others will say, Lord, give me the souls of men. Whatever you ask in my name. Some of us will ask for business explosion. Whatever you ask in my name. You have started praying. Don't wait for me. I've given you the prayer request. Whatever you have asked in my name, I will give it to you. Whatever violation that is you have been violated. Whatever injustice that is being done to you. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do for you. Lift up your voice right now. If there is anything you need to ask, begin to ask it of Jesus. If there is anything you need to ask, require of God, begin to ask him right now. Ask him, Lord, I have nothing. I have no one to throw me to the sea. I have no one. I have no one to take me to the river. I have no one to throw me to the river. But I will listen to your word. Whatever your word says, that will I do. And right now your word has said, I should ask and then you will give me. I should ask and then you will give me. There are some of you right now, you are sick in your body. Ask for healing right now. Ask for healing. Ask for healing. Ask for healing. You are sick in your body. Ask for healing. You are sick in your mind. Ask for healing. Your business is sick. Ask for healing. Your finances are sick. Ask for healing. Your home is sick. Ask for healing. Whatever is sick around you, ask for healing. 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 If you think we need to help your faith, you think when you come out, we can strengthen our hands towards you so that we can minister to you. We need you to come forth. Come and meet me up here. You think many when you come out and we strengthen our hands towards you, your faith will be lifted. You can be healed. Then come and meet me up here. Whatever it is, come and meet me up here. You need to come out. You want to come out? Come and meet me up here. We'll strengthen our hands towards you, and then healings will take place. We'll strengthen our hands towards you, and then those things that you are experiencing will disappear. Whatever, whoever, the Bible says, whoever we declare over, that person will receive the grace of God. He will receive the miracle of God. You need us to pray for you. You need us to strengthen our hands towards you, and you want to come out? Come and meet me up here while we pray for you. Come and meet me up here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And if not, lift up your hands, everyone. Lift up your hands, everyone, as we begin to declare. You want to come out? Thank you. Lift up your hands everywhere. Lift up your hands and begin to declare. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad. Let your will be done today. Let your will be done today. Lift up your voices, everyone, wherever you are, and begin to ask God for what you need Him to do for you.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.